Dr. Tom. Dr. Tom is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. Dr. Tom is here to explain how his therapy, called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Now, by cure, we mean that the NBE method can not only treat pain, fatigue, and depression, but also the flu, infections, skin disorders, respiratory disorders, gastrointestinal disorders, emotional problems, and even cancer, without the use of drugs or surgery. This is indeed the most astounding breakthrough in the last century of medicine. For our new listeners, this may sound incredible. A whole century of intensive conventional research has not produced a single cure of a chronic disorder, and Dr. Tong is claiming that he can cure all degenerative problems. The key is treating symptoms versus cause. The conventional manner of masking symptoms without treating their cause is similar to painting over wall stains without correcting the water leak that causes them. We will not achieve a cure of a single chronic disorder even if we spend another century with this ridiculous approach. On the other hand, Dr. Tong's approach deals with the cause of the disease. The past shows have been illustrating this point. Check out our website, drtong.com, that's drtong.com, to listen to our past shows. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to interrupt us during the show and call in at 1-800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150. All right, we have our first guest on the line, so I think we should get right to her.
Good. Let's do it.
Good morning, Jeannie.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning, Dr. Khan.
Good morning.
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. Jeannie, why don't you tell us where you're from and what you do?
I'm a real estate assistant, and I live in Laguna Niguel.
Okay. And why don't you talk about, let's start from the very beginning, before you even heard about Dr. Tong, what were you suffering from, and what were your ailments?
I had been diagnosed with fibromyalgia, mm-hmm. arthritis, and anxiety and depression.
Okay. And when was this?
I had the fibromyalgia. I mean, I had the pains off and on for about 5 or 6 years,
mm-hmm.
but it actually got diagnosed, I'd say, the middle of last year.
So last year you were diagnosed with that?
Mm-hmm.
How bad were your symptoms?
I think I was very bad. I hurt all over by the time I finally found you.
Uh-huh.
And it was to the point that I was, I think the depression came from being in so much pain all the time.
Of course, absolutely. So what did you do for this? Did you go to other doctors or were you prescribed any medication?
Oh, yes. I've been to a lot of doctors. I can't even recall how many people I have
mm-hmm.
seen, just between chiropractors and physical therapists, and I mean it just and alternative doctors and regular doctors and just everybody. I've been every place.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of drugs have you been prescribed?
I had one doctor prescribe the Zoloft and the Wellbutrin for the depression.
Mm-hmm.
I was prescribed thyroid pills, hormone pills. I've been Flexeril and all the pain pills.
Mm-hmm.
I finally just decided I couldn't take those anymore.
Were they helping you at all? Or?
Well, at first they'll help you, but then you need more, or you need a heavier dosage, or you have to move off to another one or something
mm-hmm.
like that. So I've really had a lot of medicines over the years.
Mm-hmm.
How about the alternative treatments? What kind of alternative treatment have you tried?
I've had, there's a lot of them. I've had other acupuncture treatments.
Mm-hmm.
I've had, and they did help for a while.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've had, of course, the physical therapy. I've had Ayurvedic. I've had a woman who did physical therapy who used a lot of pressure points
mm-hmm.
type things, and they would help temporarily.
Mm-hmm.
But then as soon as you stopped going, I mean, it all came right back.
Mm-hmm.
One of the worst symptoms that you have was the depression and the anxiety. Did any of the alternative therapy help you with those?
No.
Okay.
Nothing.
Okay, so then you were pretty
I've
much
a psychologist too. I just remembered that I've seen a psychologist off and on too.
Mm. And how do you hear about us?
Originally, I saw you on television, mm-hmm. and then I picked up, I believe it was The Register,
mm-hmm.
and you there was an advertisement or a write-up about you in there, and I stuck it on my bulletin board and left it there
mm-hmm.
for, I don't know how long, it was there for a long time, and,
right.
and one day I just called. Mm. It was the, I guess the timing had to be right.
And this was about a month ago, maybe?
It's even been less than a month.
Less than a month.
Mm-hmm.
And so can you tell us how you're feeling now?
I feel like I'm a whole different person.
How about with the first treatment? What did the ending happen, the first treatment?
The first treatment, I had some relief.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing like I am now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the relief, I mean, it's so much better. It's like I'm doing things like working in my garden and things I haven't done in probably 2 years.
Well,
so it's really amazing.
Are you still depressed?
No, I'm not. That's the best part.
It's so good to feel happy and not be painful and depressed.
Exactly.
Another thing is, I know, because I worked with you this past week, you are pretty, I mean, you try to kind of try different things to help you. You take different supplements. Can you tell us a little about that and if they've helped you at all?
Well, I'm sure none of them hurt me,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think that I mean, you read this, you read that, you mm-hmm. you know, you hear this new thing, you try anything to mm-hmm. feel better. But I don't think that it was nearly as good as what I've gotten because you know how to put it together. You knew how to tell me what I really need.
Yes, it passed you, okay?
Exactly.
Yes.
And I, as a layperson, we just don't, you know, I don't have that kind of knowledge, and I don't know what works with what.
Mm-hmm.
I feel a lot better just from, you know, from those things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and the other thing I think I should mention is that I was having a lot of palpitations of my heart.
Oh, yes.
And one injection,
mm-hmm.
and that was over.
Wow.
Yes.
So I don't have that at all now.
And you would wonder why the medical profession would not want to learn my method or publicize it.
Oh, I don't know why.
I know why.
Everybody.
There's too much money keeping you guys sick.
I guess so. I don't want to be sick anymore.
That's a sad truth. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So then how, what, are you working now or?
I work part-time.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been working part-time before, but I could see now that I could have enough energy to, you know, to go forward a little bit. You know, maybe pace myself
mm-hmm.
and so I'm back up to 100%. But I could definitely feel I could give more effort to that now.
And that's only less than a month, a few weeks.
Yeah, that's incredible. Well, Jeannie, you sound like you're doing great now.
I am.
And thank you so much for taking the time to share your story with us.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Everybody in your office, you're all wonderful.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay, have a great weekend.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You're
listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Chong. That was Jeannie. She was diagnosed last year with fibromyalgia, arthritis, anxiety, and depression. She went through tons of alternative doctors, regular doctors, chiropractic, physical therapy. 3 weeks of treatment with Dr. Chong, and she's a different person. Call for an appointment, 714-556-8664. Okay, I think we should get to our next guest. Let's see. Hi, Jerry.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Dr. Chong, how are you?
Good. How are you, Jerry?
I'm fine. A lot better.
Great.
Yeah, before Jerry gets started, I just want our listeners to know that he was previously on our show number 24, March 10th, if you guys want to check that interview out.
We actually called in prior to that.
Right, yeah, before he became a patient.
And I said that I can help him. So an assessment came in.
Yes, and we're just following up on his progress, and let me just kind of refresh the audience. Jerry was suffering from chronic neck pain, asthma, and a lot of phlegm, COPD, carpal tunnel syndrome, dizziness, prostate cancer, and he also had his kidney removed. So, Jerry, why don't you tell us what's been going on since you've been seeing Dr. Tong?
That's a long list of things that I did suffer from.
You did suffer from?
You were very, very sick when I first saw you.
Right.
Yeah, skin and bones.
All of them actually are a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
I use less medication.
Uh-huh.
I feel better.
Mm-hmm.
There's less pain. There's very little pain now, especially with the arthritis,
mm-hmm.
I feel stronger.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot different since I've started with Dr. Tong. I guess it was last March,
right?
First part of March.
And you still feel dizzy or no?
No, I don't.
No dizziness.
Dizziness. As I said, I'm stronger. I have better balance.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that you mentioned was the prostate cancer.
Right.
And the prostate cancer, which was diagnosed in December of 99
mm-hmm.
By a biopsy, after a lot of high-numbered PSA tests, and of course that's the prostate-specific antigen test that you take for the blood test.
Right.
And my choice of treatments then were surgery, radiation, and hormone shots.
Right, you had Lupron shots, right?
Yes, and I chose the Lupron shots,
mm-hmm.
which keep the cancer dormant,
mm-hmm.
but also it's a powerful medication. It makes me dizzy, makes
mm-hmm.
me sicker, I think, than the actual ailment.
And yeah. How long did you have the Lupron shots for, do you remember?
I had them every 6 months. 6 months last year.
Mm-hmm.
The last one was last October.
So you haven't had any since then?
I haven't had any since then. And mm-hmm. The first part of May, I went in and they tested my PSA, and the number was very low. It was 1.
Wow.
Without any Lupron.
Yeah, that was after our treatment, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
What was the previous one when you had the Lupron?
With the Lupron shots, they were all low.
Mm.
They took the Lupron to keep them low.
Right. Mm.
But this time, there was no Lupron, just treatments by Dr. Tong.
Yeah, since last October, you did not take any hormones.
No.
So you did not suffer from all the side effects of the Lupron.
Not at all.
And then you get stronger, your asthma is better, mm-hmm. you're not dizzy.
Everything.
You've gained weight too, huh?
Yeah, your muscle. you gained some muscle on your legs.
Yes, I have.
That's
yeah,
great.
Tell us about the Tai Chi.
Well, I started a class in Tai Chi about 5 weeks ago,
uh-huh.
and I'll tell you, it is wonderful.
It's more difficult than you look, right?
A lot more.
You're slow, but
right.
But it's really make your leg work.
Yeah, so that's probably how you got the muscle back, huh?
It really does, and it really helps. But
and it's calming too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so. Dr. Tong's treatments and your supplements and the diet and everything really has helped.
Mm-hmm.
And your phlegm is a lot less.
A lot less.
Mm-hmm.
I take less medication for the asthma,
mm-hmm.
and I don't take any medication for the arthritis.
Wow.
And so I'm on the mend, and I'm feeling a lot better, and I owe it all to Dr. Tong.
Well, you're also a very good patient.
Yes.
Jerry,
yes.
How often do you get treatments?
I get treatments now once a week.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Before, it was 2 and 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm. You were too sick then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now it seems that I've got a kind of a maintenance type of treatment.
Very good.
You do until you get up all the drugs and be symptom-free.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to that.
Not too far from now, I tell you.
I sure hope so.
Yes. You should drop the theater. No, you don't need that.
Yes.
Are you still on that?
I have to down to half of the medication that I was taking for the asthma.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So,
Just take the inhalers. Drop the theater. You don't need that.
The inhalers, I continue half of that, too.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
So, everything is at least slowly getting down as far mm-hmm. as the amount of medication.
That yeah, you were very, very sick.
Yeah,
and
very weak. Very weak.
Yeah, very weak and difficult breathing and can hardly talk.
And your cancer's cured, huh?
Well, it's at least dormant.
Yeah.
Which is what I like.
Well, yes, uh-huh.
No more treatments.
Mm-hmm.
No more hormone shots.
And you continue getting better.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's a whole key.
Yes,
every mm-hmm. week I feel stronger and better.
Great. Jerry, thank you. This is such good news. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you later then.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Chong. That was Jerry. She's been on our show before, March 10th, show number 24. We're following up on his PSA tests. They are down to 1, and before they were up to 19, I believe, without the Lupron shots. If this sounds too amazing for you, don't let that scare you. Don't think it's too incredible, because this can happen to you too if you have this problem. Call us at 714-556-8664 for an appointment. Okay, we have one more guest today. Let's get right to her. Hi, Claudia.
Hi, how are you doing?
Great, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Claudia, tell us where you're from and what you do.
I'm from Colombia.
Oh.
I'm a system engineer, so I work with computers.
Oh, mm-hmm. From Colombia, wow. Yeah. And why don't you tell us what you were suffering from before you came to see Dr. Tom?
I have a still arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
My problem that mm-hmm. I have. And I was feeling very tired because of the pain,
mm-hmm.
and very weak, and also very, very cold.
Mm-hmm.
So I started last week, and my first treatment was on June 6th,
mm-hmm.
and so I saw that I was improving the same day after
the first treatment.
The first treatment.
So yeah. How long have you been suffering from the arthritis, and how bad were they?
A couple of years. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And so I was taking for 2 years all the drugs for arthritis,
mm-hmm.
prednisone, methotrexate, Lipro, and all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
which is it's okay. But
did they help?
What happened is like that covered the disease, but doesn't do anything about it. Mm-hmm. And also, I believe that messed up another parts of my body,
mm-hmm.
so I didn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Were you suffering from other symptoms then, from the drugs, or?
Really, I believe that my kidney wasn't going to be very well with all the drugs.
Mm-hmm. Because you're always cold, too, right?
Yeah, very cold. And then, so I was always waiting for a person that I know that exists. I don't know where, but I thought that was somebody else that is going to help me with the arthritis. So I was looking for that person since many years ago.
How did you find out about Dr. Tom?
Through the internet.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what were you searching? How did?
I was just searching to see if I find something or my answer to that praise, I think, to find that person I was looking for. And suddenly I saw his web page, and that was talking about some heart disease, not even arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
But I just started reading that because it was interesting, and then I find out that he had been treating arthritis and all other kind of disease.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really, really amazing about what he did with his life and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How many treatments have you had now? Hello?
Two treatments.
So how do you feel now compared to when you first come to see me? You were very depressed when I first saw you.
I was very tired, and then now I have a lot more energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I worry a lot, and I'm like more relaxed.
Mm-hmm. Right, you're not as worried now, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. And also, I'm not that cold anymore.
Not as cold,
wow.
Yes.
No anymore.
And how many treatments do you have now?
Two.
Two treatments.
And that happened after the first one.
Ah, that happened after the first one.
Yeah, after a couple hours I was sore, of course, but then I was like, that is working.
Yeah.
And let's see, are you taking some drops now too and some supplements?
Yes, some drops that the doctor gives to me, mm-hmm. and I stopped taking Celebrex for arthritis, mm-hmm. and I stopped that after the first treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you were not on any drugs since the first treatment, right?
No.
You stopped all the drugs, right?
Yeah, because I want to clean my body from that stuff and let the natural things work.
Yes, you are very spiritual, and you very, you know, have a lot of common sense, and
yeah.
You have no choice because you are so painful.
Yeah, and I don't believe that the drugs have something to do with my body.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
It's more natural process, mm-hmm. and healing process. that I have to go through in this life. So I was looking for that for, I will call you, for many, many years, and it was very, that was a very good impression when Dr. Tang there. I feel very comfortable talking with him.
Like, thank you.
I know him for many years.
Oh, well, you only saw me last week. Yes, uh-huh.
So
Father, you'll continue treatment?
Of course.
So what percentage have you improved compared to the first time?
So the cold is gone, and also my energy is a lot better.
Mm-hmm. And you're not as worried.
Yeah.
How about the pain? How much pain you still have?
And pain is there, of course, because this disease I have that for years.
Uh-huh.
So I don't expect that in between one day to the next day I will be, yes, it's gone.
Mm-hmm. But it's not as intense, right?
No. Mm-hmm. And I'm not taking any drugs. So
you can tolerate without the drugs even after two treatments?
Yeah, I'm going to, because I know that the training is going to cure me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to bring my mom from Colombia so she can get that wonderful help also.
Yes, great. I can help your mom too.
And yep.
That's wonderful. Uh-huh. Well, Claudia, thanks so much for sharing your story with us today.
Of course.
Okay,
yes,
and we'll call on you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye. That was Claudia from Colombia, who's suffering from arthritis for about the past 2 years, taking many drugs, prednisone, Daypro. She was very tired from pain, very cold. She's had two treatments from Dr. Tong, and I think she really feels much better. She's less depressed, less tired. She has a lot more energy, not as worried. If this sounds familiar to you, you should call for an appointment. This is something that I think a lot of people suffer from. Call us at 714-556-8664. If you call today before 2, you'll get a free whole food supplement.
Well, one thing I want to mention is that a lot of patients saw my TV program, take my ad and kind of put it aside
for
a long time, okay? You just suffer more, that's all. Come and treat, take a treatment one or two times, you see it different. I cannot make any guarantees, but 92% of people feel a lot better the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Like I claimed in the past, most chronic pain are very easy to treat. Depression are very, very easy to treat.
Mm-hmm.
And all these suicides and homicides and mental illnesses, okay, that end up in killing somebody or killing yourself is not necessary.
Yeah.
If the medical profession knows about how the mind and body work, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole problem. They don't know how the body and mind work. They only know how symptoms, and more symptoms, how to suppress symptoms, but not how to clear them.
Well, in talking about that, let's talk about cancer then, because Jerry was, he was suffering from prostate cancer.
Right.
And with the Lupron shots, his tests were normal, but he had all these side effects, the dizziness,
weakness, dizziness, pain, and asthma, phlegm. They ignore everything else and just try to attack the cancer.
Right.
The same thing like
radiation.
The thing, there's like the analogy I use all the time. You have the water stain on the wall, okay? You attack the water stain. The wall starts bulging out. You attack the wall and shake it down. But you ignore the underlying problem that caused the destroying the carpet, the ceiling, and the electrical circuit.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to treat the underlying problem and not the symptom. Cancer is a symptom only.
Well, there was something in the newspaper, June 6th in the Orange County Register, stating that most cancer rates fell in the 1990s, a study shows. So
that's good, but absolutely, definitely not due to chemotherapy and radiation.
That's
okay?
Absolutely.
If you put toxin in your body, you are not going to get any better.
Mm-hmm.
You put kerosene in a car, it's not going to improve your car.
Mm-hmm.
If you put some toxic chemical, erosive chemical in a car, you're going to ruin the car.
Mm-hmm.
So chemotherapy and radiation are the highest, the most toxic of all poison. So it cannot make you better. So the drop in cancer rate is not due to chemotherapy and radiation or surgery.
So what do you think is it due from? I think people are maybe...
People are more aware and
start their nutrition.
Nutrition and diet and and maybe using some alternative therapies.
Mm-hmm.
Hygiene and stuff like this. not due to the continuous therapy.
Mm-hmm. So if someone, you know, if there are companies and organizations are asking for a cure for, say, a cure for breast cancer, what do you think about that?
Well, one of my patients said, I never donate to those kind of, cancer marathon and stuff like that. He is absolutely right. I want to call to the audience, do not donate to the regular cancer research. All you're doing is you're fueling the problem with more money, because all they do in regular research is more drugs, mm-hmm. and that can only harm people more.
Chemotherapy.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, we have a caller. Let's get right to her. Barbara from Costa Mesa. Hi, Barbara. Welcome to our show.
Thank you, Elaine. Hi, Dr. Tom.
Hello.
Hi. I was going to ask you about how you assess your patients when you come in, but you brought up this cancer thing, and I've had a couple of people. One died just in the last month of breast cancer.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And this poor lady underwent quite a bit of radiation, chemotherapy, and they just really basically burned her out, I think, from the inside out, and then they put her on
literally
what they call comfort care.
Everything is just hastening the patient's death. Like we had a patient before that was cooked, the lymph node was cooked,
yes.
And he finally got
Dennis, if you want to check out our website, I think it's in February 3rd.
People just get misled. How can poison help you to heal your problem? No, mm-hmm. no chance.
Yeah.
Use some logic.
So how do you do this assessment? What's your method when a patient comes in and they just want to feel better? They maybe don't know they have cancer, or maybe
yes.
know they have this or that. What do you do?
What do I do? Number one is a history, okay? The root cause of all problem, number one, had to do with emotional stress.
Mm-hmm.
We are living in a very highly stressful society.
Mm-hmm.
And the stress is what blocks the mind's energy, the healing energy that sustains health from entering the physical body. All those meridians are your emotional energies. So when you have imbalanced emotion, you block different places. Let's say you have been abused, your heart channel will be blocked.
Mm-hmm.
You worry too much, your stomach mm-hmm. and spleen channel will be blocked, okay? Then secondly, I look at what kind of thing you eat.
Mm-hmm.
Then I look at your
Very
tongue.
Important.
Okay, I look at your tongue. The tongue tells me everything. And from a history, from looking at the tongue and feel your pulse, I know everything.
Really?
I don't do any tests. You know.
He's very perceptive. He's done this for a long time.
Yeah, I've been doing it all the time. In the beginning, I do some blood tests. Like 20 years ago, I do some blood tests. And finally, after I don't look at the blood tests when I treat the people anyway. So I drop the blood test. I don't do any MRI. I don't do any X-ray. The only test I do is a test to find out what you need and what you're deficient in.
Right.
No
yes.
diagnostic test.
Okay, now how do I get my HMO to take care of some of this?
They won't.
But I know it can't be
I tell you, okay, there's a new law in California that requires HMO to pay for an outside service, you know. So most of the time, if you're a fighter, you can make HMO pay. We got a few patients that really bark and actually get the patient, get the HMO pay $1,000.
Let me give you our number, okay, Barbara?
Yes, please.
714-556-8664.
Thank you.
Okay? Thanks for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
bye-bye,
Dr.
Tom.
Bye-bye. I hope you enjoyed our show today. We had a lot of interesting cases. Call us at 714-556-8664 for an appointment. If you do call before 2, you will receive a free gift. Are there any other things you want to talk about, Dr. Tong?
Well, what other news is that?
Milestone, embryo tested for cancer risk before implantation.
That is not a milestone. Okay, all these problems that we have are not due to genetic problem,
mm-hmm.
are due to the things that you do wrong in life,
mm-hmm.
diet, stress, toxin in the body. 30 years ago, we hardly had this barrage of sicknesses. It's not due to genetics. Genetics don't come out so fast.
Anyway, have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.